Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall as we talk about the 30-month rule of Japan for U.S. beef. Back on that in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, this is the time of the year that we have a special emphasis on beef. The calendar says it's May, and that means it's beef month.
Well, personally, I like to think every day is beef day in Oklahoma, but May is the month that we celebrate beef month, and it is the kickoff of the grilling season. So we started the month off with a digital billboard campaign in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. We're also supplementing the digital billboards in Oklahoma with a mobile ad campaign targeting consumers with ads designed to drive them to our website for recipes. We're excited to see how it works because it's the first time we've tried it in conjunction with a digital billboard campaign. Additionally, we are funding an online campaign in Oklahoma targeting older millennial consumers with video ads on YouTube as well as Google search advertising.
And as always, lots of great recipes at oklabeef.org available. And for cattle producers, click on Cattleman's Corner to learn more about your beef checkoff. That's oklabeef.org. Under the category of It's About Time, the Japanese have agreed to lift their age restrictions on U.S. beef effective immediately. That word coming this last Friday morning, an announcement made by U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue. This deal, announced by the U.S. and by the Japanese, eliminates restrictions on U.S. beef exports, will basically allow U.S. products from all cattle, regardless of age, to enter Japan for the first time since 2003. It's been 6 years that we've been living under the 30-month rule, and before that, it was a 20-month of age for cattle or younger that basically was put in place back in 2005 after that cow that stole Christmas, the BSE case, back in December of 2003. Colin Woodall, Senior Vice President for Governmental Affairs for the NCBA, delighted with the news.
Well, this is tremendous news and something that we have been working on for quite some time. And it's really a good lesson in the history of where we have been with the Japanese market. Of course, they shut us off after the December 23rd, 2003 case of BSE. And we spent a lot of time trying to work to regain access. At first, it was only beef from cattle 20 months of age and younger. We were able to expand that to 30 months of age and younger. And all the while, we have been working to try to have full no age restriction access, and we've been able to achieve this. And looking at some of the numbers, it looks like this could potentially add another $200 million on top of what is a very valuable market for us. So we're excited about the prospect of seeing this age restriction finally lifted.
By the way, the U.S. Meat Export Federation is saying this will be especially valuable for variety meats going into Japan, should boost that slice of our market significantly. Now, Colin, all of that, of course, is predicated on us getting something done to level the playing field when it comes to the tariff differential between our beef and beef from other countries that are a part of that new TPP.
Those numbers, of course, I think reflect the fact that Japan has moved forward with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and our competitors into Japan, namely Australia and Canada, have a better tariff rate than we do. So their product is cheaper. So we're not surprised to see some of the disappointment in the numbers, but at the same time, I think it also helps us build a very firm and strong case for our government to try to make sure these negotiations with the Japanese go quickly, and more importantly, that we can catch up in that tariff rate decline with our competitors, because we know if we are on a level playing field with Canada and Australia, we will be able to beat them every time when it comes to taste.
Colin, clearly this has been a long time coming, 6 years that we've been living under this 30-month rule with the Japanese, the U.S. and the Canadian beef industries have. This particular word at this time, does that bode well in trying to move forward with getting a bilateral with the Japanese, especially as relates to the tariff rates for U.S. beef?
We do believe that it's very promising, because if there was any sort of malice there, we would never have seen this lifting of the age ban. So the fact that we have seen that means that they are confident in what we do as an industry here in the United States. They're confident in the great beef we are sending them. And I think that, again, bodes well for our chances of success in getting a very quick deal done when it comes to beef access. And again, hopefully try to reverse some of these fortunes in terms of numbers and try to make sure we do everything we can to keep Japan as our number one market.
Colin, we in the United States definitely would like to think this is all about sound science. What does this mean beyond the Japanese when it comes to some of the other countries that we continue to have a hard time getting them to acknowledge the safety of U.S. beef? Is this a harbinger for better times ahead with some of these other countries when it comes to sound science?
We hope that it is, because we still deal with non-tariff trade barriers in several countries. China is a great example of where we have the ban on our use of implant hormones and also a ban on beta agonists. And of course, the continued lack of access that we have into the European Union because of the ban on implant hormones. So to be able to show another great example of where we can base trade on science and actually what have been very tried and true production methods is something that is not only good for what we're doing specifically with Japan, but I do believe is something that we can point to as a great example of where science is.
Colin Woodall, who heads up the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's at the top of the class for two Gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, another OSU grazing grain and golden grain wheat variety. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and it combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. Double Stop CL Plus offers a competitive canopy, is acid soil tolerant, and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus has been affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.